Okay, continuing Aruba Chatzeres. Simen Sadi Dalid Sif Gimel. So Eruv Chatzeres, again, we call it an Eruv. And we think that the Eruv is referring to fences and sticks and strings. That's not what an Eruv is. I mean, an Eruv is that too. But an Eruv is really then everybody in the Chatzer combines to make it as if they're one house. And therefore, everybody's allowed to carry from houses to each other and from the yard to the houses, et cetera, et cetera. So tonight we'll go through the process. But first, it still has some more technical cases. So, Gimel Shtei Chatzeres Zulif Nemizu. If you have two Chatzeres, two yards, one in front of the other, I know there's a name in real estate for this. It's not like a railroad, there's another word. Meaning the only way to get to the back is to go through the front. And the inner has no access to the street, rock derech chatzer chitzona, only through the outer yard. There's a door in between the chatzeres of derech sham halchin, and then they go that way. So right some Avram, if they want, they can make one Erev together. And if they don't make an Erev together, in Bnei Apnimim, if just the ones on the inside make an Erev amongst themselves, then they're allowed to carry in their chatzar, asurim, but the people on the outside are awesome. But if the inner ones don't make an Erev, only the outer ones, then their Erev does not work. Since the inner ones have drisas haregel, meaning they have access to go out, because obviously they have to be able to leave their yards, then they make it also, because again, the inner one, when they make their own Eruv, the outside one has no permission to go there. I mean, they could go there, but since it's not necessary for them to go there, so we don't care about them, the outer one, not making an Eruv. But if the inner one didn't make the Eruv and the outer one did, since the inner one has access to the outer and there's no choice about it, so Mamela, they make the outer one also. But Vazel, but that's only if the inner ones didn't make an Erev. The Oz Kivan Shahim Zal. Since if they didn't make an Erev, even amongst themselves they can't carry. Tavili regular Surabim Makaima, then that's called a regal that's also in its place. Regular Surabim Makaima Saras Gama Makamacher, and a regal that's also in its place is also also in another place. Avlim Erevu, but if the inner one made their own Erev, Shaz Mutarim, then they're allowed to move and they're allowed to carry things in their chatzar. Meaning, so now we have the inner ones made an Erev, the outer ones made an Erev, but they didn't make an Erev together. So then Havali Regal, that is considered a regal that's mutar in its place. They are not usr also on the chitzayna. And the same thing if the inner one only has one person living in it, China also becoming it's not also in its place. Gamal chitzayna, and also so too on the chitzayna is also not also. Vimpa pnim is donim shnayim v'loy erbu, and if on the inner one two people live, and then make an erev. Afal pisha bechitzayna ain't a dar ella echad. Even though on the outer one, one didn't only only one person was living. Kivan dehavi leregel asur b'mekayma, since that's called a regel that in its own place it can't carry, so Isim Gamal Yachid, and it also makes the Yachid also. Fine. Dalit Batim Habanuyim Baaliyah. If you have houses that are on a second floor, for the name or Peset, and they have a porch in front of them or a balcony, Shemimena, you know, like those motels where they have the outdoor balconies. And that's how you get downstairs, and we chotzer rishus aram, and then from there you go to the yard, and then from the yard to rishus aram. Dinam gamkin kishtei chatzer zulu nemisu. That is like the chotzer, one inside of another one. From mepeset who can my chotzer pnimis, and then the mepeset, the porch has the din of the chotzer pnimis, because the downstairs people do not have to go. There's no reason for them to go upstairs on the porch. But the upstairs people do have a reason to go in the chatzar of the downstairs people. Hey, buy a sheesh plus stay dear. So if you have a house that has two apartments, dino sheesh price door. There's a hallway. I should there of the nichnas and the zoo. You can go through the hallway and you get into whatever apartment you want. This is a regular apartment building. The Dorim Bashte Hadira is Shnei Balabatim, and two Balabatim live in the two apartments. It's just a standard apartment or two family house. Asurim Lights, a few buyers, Lapraz, they're not allowed to carry even from the house into the hallway. Bechena Filu Bedira Achas. And even in, if it's one Dira, Shei Chalukah L'Shnei Chadorim, let's say you have one apartment with separate rooms, like it's like single people. Right, so you have the singles, and they, each one rents their room, and then they have the common kitchen area. And even though the inner room can only get out through the outer room, and from the outer you go out to the yard. Still, also to carry there from room to room until it becomes and until you make an error. And if the two batim or diras are shaykh to one person, who his dira lachaveira, and he rents a dira to his friend, v'yeshle gamkein sham tfisas yad, and he has something in the apartment that belongs to him. I am b'shulchan. So this is an interesting din. It comes up a lot with hotels, meaning do you need eruv chatzeros if the landlord, whoever owns the hotel, still owns some of the items that are in the rooms. Like Lamosh in a hotel, they can knock on the door and come take the TV and say, we're replacing the TV, etc., etc. And it's meaning so the owner still has access to everything. So since the owner has access to everything, so then maybe you don't need an Eruv for that. But that's a big disagreement. Okay, Vav. Ketzer is Eruv. So finally, we get to what exactly, how do you make this Eruv? Kids are is an era ben amuchar echad mi balabatim shebechatz lekeach per shabbos kikar echad shalom. One of the balabatim in the chatzah takes on erev shabbos a full loaf of bread mishaloi his own umezaka is a de achar lechol adorim bechatzah, and he's mezaket with somebody else for everybody that lives in the chatzah. What does this mean? Dahainu shayim laachar belashin shumei ben inyan zeh. He tells somebody else in lashon that people understand. Kach kikar zeh. Take this loaf, uzcheba, and be zeich in it, meaning pick it up. Bishvil kol Yisrael and adorim bechatzar zeh, on behalf of all the Jews that live in this apartment, in this yard. Ay bechatzar is elu. Velekeach zeh es hakikar. So then, the person who is representing all the yidden in this chatzar picks it up. Umagviyah tefach, lifts it up a tefach. From ha'arev loikum imenu, and then the guy doing the erev takes it from him. And he makes the bracha. That this is Aramaic. May you probably recognize this from Eruv Tavshilin. With this Eruv, should be mutter for us to carry from the houses to the yard, from the yard to the houses. Since they were all zochu with this loaf, and then this loaf of bread is put in the house of the one who makes the eruv. So then, the way this works is that it's as if everybody's living in the same house together, and therefore everybody's allowed to carry. So we do this in Farakaway, and if anybody's interested in knowing, we do it with a box of matzahs, which we'll get to in a minute, and it is kept in the Aguda. At least last I checked, it's kept in the Aguda. Most places have the minig that they redo the Erev on Pesach. Fine. Tzorach Zion, Tzorach L'zakas Dafkai De'acher. He needs to do it through somebody else, meaning, let's say it was me making the Eruv on behalf of Farakwe, so I'd, let's say, give it to Naftali Lerner, he would pick it up on behalf of everyone Farakwe, even if they don't know about it, because of the rule of Zach and Laadam Shaloi B'Fanav, because there's no loss for them to do this. Although in Borough Park, there were certain people who said they were so anti the Eruv, they said, I'm specifically not including myself in the Eruv, which then maybe makes the whole Eruv into a problem, potentially. But, anyways, you give it over to somebody else. And he represents everybody. So then don't give it to your young children. Even though they're not samech on the shulchan, mishum diyadam kiyada, because their hands are like your hands, meaning they're part of your house. So it's not like you gave it over to anybody. Aval yidei katan acher yachol lezakos, but through another katan you could. Fine. You shouldn't do it with your wife either. Because you feed her. And not with your older children either. If they're relying on you. Because there are those that say that's considered like your hand. If there's nobody else, then you can do it with your wife, children, etc. And if the son gets married, even though he is still relying on his father's table, everybody holds you can be zeicha through him. Ches, kamahu shira. So how much do you need to, meaning, yeah, Farakwe is a lot of people, or Lawrence, it's Farakwe, Lawrence together, and five towns, thousands of people. So how much do you need? So kamahu shira. So when it's 18 balabatim, or less, shiurik a it's the shear is like a grigris, which is a dried fig. Like a third of an egg, l'chol echad, so for each one. So you would need 18 groigras. Chutz mizeh, shehu aiseh es ha'eruv, excluding the person making the eruv, or manich, and because he doesn't need to be part of, because the eruv is going to be in his house. So manich b'soich b'eseh, and he leaves it in his house. Kiwein etzarech liten pas, he doesn't have to give bread, kiwein shebelav hachi, hu darshan, because he's living there regardless. Right, v'im, Haim Yosem Ishmaela Esrei, like we have here, if there's more than 18 people, Afilu Haim Elef, even if it's 1,000 people, Shir Mazon Shtei Sudas, it's the total amount that you need is the Shir of 2 Sudas, Shehem Shmaela Esrei Groigros, that's 18 Groigros, 18 dried figs. Shehem Kama Shisha Beitzim, which is like 6 eggs, V'yesharim Shehem Kama Shmaela Beitzim, it's like 8 eggs, Lufizek Groigros Hu Kishlish Utshias Beitzim, it's like a third, and a ninth of an egg, meaning 149. One, that's a little less than half of an egg, right? So that's the maximum. So no matter how many thousands of people you have in your eruv, the most you need is 18 groigras, however you calculate that into when into modern numbers. I don't know exactly, but when I make the eruv upstate, so they're busy with. That is a box of matzah the proper amount? And the guy's making me crazy. I said, no, you want me to get a second box of matzah? I'll get a second box of matzah. That's for sure you're happy with. I'm not making any fights. In sleepaway camp, we don't need an Eruv Chatzeres because everybody's eating together from the same dining room. So therefore, there's no need to make an Eruv. Okay, we will stop there. Everybody should have a fine night.